This is Sunday's Supplement, the podcast pullout that flops to the floor the moment you open your newspaper. Each week, we get our fingers inky so you don't have to. We put two of Britain's Sunday newspapers head-to-head to see which is the best supplement. So, pull out your papers, liberate your supplements from their wrappers, and find out which paper you should have bought last Sunday. Hello and welcome to episode 60 of Sunday Supplement. We got a little short one this week, and I don't mean me, Izzy, before you mock me somehow for my stature.
Well, your stature is very small, so if this is a little one again, I can only presume it's because you're feeling lonely and wanted to breed.
No, really don't want to breed. I can think of nothing worse than a load of little bees running around.
Bees. Load of little bees, that'd be worse.
But at least they'd be making honey.
No, they would be running around. Not even flying bees. They're angry bees if they're walking.
Is that what bees do when they're angry? Oh, yeah, that's it, I'm fuming, I'm going to walk.
It's what my mum does as well occasionally. If you annoy my mum...
She'll make honey?
No, she'll go off for a walk.
Okay. Basically, you're up in Edinburgh still.
I am.
Because you're selfish.
I'm at a festival.
So we can't really do a full episode because you've got more important things to do.
Most of my festival time has been doing my show and then coming home and playing on Skype with you.
That sounds a bit dirty.
Well, yeah, it's true. Yeah, I've been playing on Skype.
And you made me join Twitter, which I resent.
No, Simon, what happened was you said you can't make me join Twitter. I said, you're right, I can't. And then you joined Twitter.
Yeah, that's like a weird Darren Brown mind game you're playing on me.
Dear readers, he nearly burst yesterday because Philip Schofield responded to a tweet he did.
I did actually burst. It wasn't a case of nearly bursting. There was bits of Simon all over the room.
I thought you were going to say magazine then.
Well, talking of magazines, I actually have one with me. Not one of those types. Not a rhythm magazine. Not a jazz publication.
Not something.
Not a wank rag.
Colour of something blue.
So I found a few things in the Sunday Times magazine, which I picked up randomly from the pile of supplements that were gathering dust in my house.
Excellent. What date is the Sunday magazine from? Is it today?
Yeah, it's today. Because it was at the top.
And it's already gathered dust, so have you got builders in? Have you been doing plastering?
There's dust everywhere in my house. It's where I keep bursting.
Oh, yes. That'd be true. Well, Philip Schofield needs to stop tweeting you, evidently. Maybe that is why there are so many suicide bombers in the Middle East. Maybe Philip Schofield's new show, The Cube, is aired there first, and that's why you get all the explosions.
It's worth watching that, definitely. Yeah. Right. Now, I am going to quote Oliver Cam now, saying, this is a question where the answer is no. Can you send online messages to the dearly departed?
No.
Exactly. Apparently, there's a website, I'm not even going to give it the oxygen of publicity by giving you the name, that you can have messages sent to your departed relatives. It's $5 a word.
What?
And there's no guarantee that they'll get it.
Well, there's certainly a guarantee that they won't get it. They're dead.
Well, do you want to know how they think they're going to get the message delivered?
Do they get the Pope to dance it out in semaphore?
That would be just as effective. No, what they do, they give your message to a terminally ill man or woman who memorises it and promises to deliver it to the recipient after they die.
Yeah, but hang on, what terminally ill people agree to this?
People who need £5 a word.
But if you're terminally ill, I mean, no offence, but you're flush, aren't you? I mean, all your savings, you can just blow on, ice cream.
Yeah, but it's an American site, so they don't have health insurance.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because the Abominator is
he really
is messing that up a treat.
He is properly messing up, isn't he?
It's easy with Americans. You just turn it into a moral argument. It doesn't even matter if it's physically not possible to do. All he has to do is go, well, it's wrong to punish sick people for being sick. That's not a good society thing. Loads of right-wing Christians would believe with that.
Did you see the guy, I think it was a congressman who said, someone asked him, why are you supporting something that's going to clearly be death panels? And he went, I'm not going to even bother responding to that because you're not going to listen to me. I might as well just argue with my dining room table. That's what Obama should be saying. But this website is not for profit. The money goes towards medical bills or charities. And
right.
It's set up by a joker and cartoonist.
That's a bit like Christians when they say, yeah, put your money in the priest's hand. It's not for profit. It's for making God lunch. That's what it's for. Nice.
What would God have for lunch?
God would have a panini.
God would not have a panini.
He'd have a panini. He'd have a ham and cheese panini.
He'd have a coq monsieur.
Obviously, unless it's Allah. Allah wouldn't have ham.
Well, he might.
He wouldn't.
Yahweh wouldn't have a bacon sandwich, would he?
Ah.
Yahweh Subway.
Yeah, Yahweh Subway. Or any way you want, Yahweh. Yahweh or anyway. I don't know.
Right, so I'm going to play article or farcical with you now.
All right.
I've got four things from this magazine, one of which I have pulled out of your bottom, because that is where we keep the farcicals.
I wondered what that was.
And you need to tell me which one is the articles and which one is the farcical.
Just put it near the microphone and I'll see if I can smell it.
Right, here we go. This is from the Sunday Times magazine and we're ready to play. You ready to play?
Yes.
Number one, do you want to get a pen to write these down?
No.
Okay. Number one, My Bananarama Baby Drama.
Nice.
And that's about a woman from Bananarama who got pregnant when she was in Bananarama and didn't have time to have the baby, and he's 18 now.
Did she make a play about it?
Oh, I see, because it's a baby drama. Yeah, no. The Mother Cluckers, which
okay.
I really liked. That's about a group of women who kind of keep their children at home, even though they're a bit too old to be there.
Okay.
Then there's No Time Like the Present.
Right, that's just... Not.
Yeah, no, the reason I include it is because of this brilliant paragraph that I think is one of the best bits of writing I've ever read. Ready? So it's easy to forget that the past is actually the result of the present. It is the present, not the past, that is powerful. As any historian knows, the present is constantly changing the shape and meaning of the past, and the universe didn't emerge out of the past. It started with a now moment, out of nothing, with the Big Bang. We have been in a now moment ever since. The past trailing behind us like the wake of a ship. The universe is coming out of nowhere right now. The Big Bang is still happening.
Something's going to come out of nowhere, and that's going to be my fist in your eye.
My eye? Why?
Reading that out. It's boring. It's like, do you know, the present is always the present, and the past is all the times past and times futures, whatever that T.S. Eliot thing is. Anyway, carry on.
Radovan's Radical Rebirth. It's a three-page spread, well, sorry, six-page spread about Radovan Karadzic.
So Simon, basically, it was number two, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, you're right. It was Mother Cluckers. How do you know that? You're supposed to play the game. You're not supposed to just, like, go, yeah. I mean, even when I know it's obvious, I kind of play along.
No, you don't, sorry.
Yes, I do.
You don't.
So you just... Rubbish. Oh, yeah, it's that one. Yeah. So you just ruin that. I spent 10 minutes on that.
I know you did. And that's why it's fun to ruin it.
That's 10 minutes of my life I'm never getting back. And this podcast is 10 minutes of our readers' lives that they're never getting back.
But unlike the present, like the moment the people are listening, our readers are listening, and they're listening to us in the present, but in the future they might listen to it again, thus making the present the past.
I almost used take splat.
Oh, I would have gone for that one as well.
What do you mean you'd have thought it was real?
No, I'd have thought it was fake.
Well, so then it doesn't matter then, does it?
Yeah, you're rubbish at this game, Simon. This is why Izzy wins.
Well, actually, no. To be honest, I've played it twice as the
Izzy wins.
Instigator.
Izzy wins.
And I've won once and lost once. So I think I've got a better strike rate than you have.
No, there's no way you've won half of the amount of article or farcicals.
Oh, easily I have. Easily. Even the ones I pretended to lose, I won.
Such a bitch. And a bad loser, Simon.
Whatever.
At least I'm a good winner. At least I don't rub your nose in it, or little nose in my pooey farcicles.
On which note, we should say goodbye, really.
We should say goodbye, but we won't. We'll just say that Izzy is a winner. Izzy is a winner. Izzy is a winner.
If you want to write to us, it's sundaypodcast@hotmail.com. You can leave a message on our Facebook group wall.
And also, you can follow Simon on Twitter.
Yeah, that's true. You could.
His name is Sy Dunne. So SIGHDONE.
Yeah.
Because it's Simon Dunne, but he spells it.
It's phonome.
It's up his own bottom is what it is. I'm Izzy Lawrence, so ISZI underscore LAWRE.
Yeah, you got an underscore. That makes you like web speak.
Underscore LAWRENCE.
And underscore is spelled UNDERSCORE.
Right, now go do that voodoo that you do so well.
Ta-ta! Our theme tune is Got Carter by George Wood. Used with kind permission.